Back in October, I was diagnosed with a pituitary tumor. We thought we had some more time to deal with it. Last Thursday night, middle of the night, for some reason it started bleeding. So instead of pushing up from the end of the year, we were hoping to make it to the end of the season, push it up to Christmas time. The plan, next Wednesday, I'm going to go have it removed. It'll send away to be tested. And then we'll make another plan from there on exactly what's going to happen.
Steve, what kind of a side effects are you experiencing right now?
Right now, I've started to lose some vision in my right eye, and it's infected my endocrine system greatly. Energy levels gone, testosterone levels in trouble. A couple minor digestive things and temperature regulations, mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot. You know, I haven't studied the pituitary gland since 1980 at SUNY Cortland in anatomy and physiology, so I've been back to work on that, and then it regulates a lot of the body systems, and we just got to get in there and get that tumor out and decide what it is and go from there.
And Steve, you know, guys like you, especially, who are very active, it's probably kind of a tough adjustment, but I guess as we get older, we develop patience, and they sometimes say that patience is a virtue.
And it is. And between the two stints, putting my heart back in October, and now this, patience has become very, very, very important. And I appreciate everything I have and everything I'm going to have. And like I told my wife, these are just a couple of bumps in the road. That's
right.
It. We're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. And no matter how it turns out, all we do is change game plans. That's all.
Some of the noticeable effects, of course, Coach is wearing some sunglasses here. Lights affect you. Loud noise, Coach?
Lights and the sound. I could not be here. I wanted to be, you know, for 21 years I've been sitting over there, and I wanted to be here, number one, to show the kids I'm fine,
right,
because I'm sure they've heard things and seen things. And Wednesday's meeting was tremendously productive. It went much better than I thought it was ever going to, but I want them to be able to see me here. The lights, the noise, they're bugging me a little bit, but you know, they promised me that I got a great group of surgeons. I got a team of 7 people working on me, and they're all of them have told me that don't worry, we're going to take this thing out, the vision's going to come back, and you're going to be fine.
Well, and I think if you look around, Steve, you'll find that network is a lot broader maybe than a lot of people think, or maybe what most people know as far as the Horseheads as a family here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's great knowing that, you know, the phone calls, the cards, the letters, the people calling. I mean, I had friends pick me up the last 2 days. Obviously, I can't drive anymore.
Well, if there's anybody who's going to overcome this, Steve, it's you. You've never been a guy to back down from a challenge, and as you said, a little bump in the road.
And that's all we're looking at. That's all we're looking at.